This is program number LW1807. Well, there's one more knockout the former well-known world heavyweight boxing champion Muhammad Ali says he wants, and that is, he wants to knock out racism. Hi, this is Larry West. Muhammad, I think you've taken on an opponent that's bigger than you are. In a recent news conference, Ali says that his latest fight is the one of ridding religion of racism. You know, if there's one thing we've always had, it's bigots. Someone once pointed out that the Declaration of Independence says that all men are created equal, but many people never see it in black and white. Yep, prejudice has always been our society's, any society's, unwelcomed guest. And you know where it comes from? When kids are born, their little minds are like a brand new computer tape. Our kids become what we feed into them. They learn their prejudices from us. The International Conference on Mental Health in London came up with a statement more than 30 years ago that's still true today. They issued the statement that said, "Prejudice, hostility, or excessive nationalism may become deeply embedded in the developing personality," that's babies, "without awareness on the part of the individual concerned, and often it's at great human cost." You know, a lot of times we don't even know that we are racially prejudiced, and sometimes even while trying to defend our innocence, we show our true colors. I remember a friend of mine once saying, "I'm not prejudiced against black people, just as long as they stay in their place." Prejudice. Well, prejudice sometimes hides its ugly face while still backing into our lives. Willard Johnson, director of the National Conference of Christians and Jews some years ago, came up with some short rules pointing out prejudice. He says we're prejudiced if we have false mental pictures about people of certain races, religions, or nationalities. We're prejudiced if we believe that our race is born with more brains and ability than other races. We're prejudiced if we think a whole group is like a few of its bad actors that we happen to know about. And that little point reminds me of a story. Two guys were talking one day, and one turned to the other and said, "Isn't that just like a Jew?" His friend said, "Which Jew do you mean, Shylock or Christ?" Good point, huh? Watch out making such prejudiced statements that you think a whole group is like a few of its bad actors you happen to know about. Well, Johnson goes on, "We're prejudiced if we think that people who worship differently from ourselves are bad. We're prejudiced if we repeat gossip and rumors that are spread by hate groups. Finally," he says, "we are prejudiced if we believe that people of certain races, religions, or nationalities should stay out of certain neighborhoods, jobs, or schools just because they are of a certain race, religion, or nationality." What we need today are more people to lead the way, like Jesus Christ. When Jesus walked the earth, there were bigots during his day, just like there are in ours. Jesus was a Jew, and Jews hated Samaritans. Oh, Samaritans were all right to the Jews, you know, just as long as they stayed in their place. Anyway, Jesus found himself standing at a water well one day, and there came out a Samaritan woman to draw water. Now, the woman had three strikes against her. First, she was a Samaritan. Second, she was a woman in a man's society. And third, she was a community-known prostitute. Well, there stood Jesus, a Jew, and he did the unthinkable. He spoke to her. He asked her to draw some water for him out of the well. He talked and talked. He showed that he cared for a person no one else would even speak to. Yep. What we need are more people like Jesus to follow. He leads the way. I'm Larry West with World Radio, and I care. We care. Thank God he cares for all people of all races, of all nationalities. It was Jesus Christ himself who told his apostles that famous day, just before Jesus ascended to go back to heaven. He said, "Go and make disciples of all the nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit." He said, all nations. Thank God he's no bigot. I have a Bible study course, yours free. Write me for it in care of this address: Church of Christ, West Monroe, Louisiana, 71291.